Well, it appears our wet season has begun. This yesterday was the third day in a row with widespread, significant rainfall, not really driven by a frontal system, but more driven by sea breeze and high humidity and warm temperatures. So the start of our wet season on May 21st is a little bit above, a little bit earlier than average. Average is June 1st, but of course it can range and typically does, anywhere from the middle of May to the middle of June, and sometimes as late as was last year, wasn't until July 1st. Much better to start out earlier rather than later with our wet season. So we've kind of snuffed out the wildfire season, it would appear, although we still can dry out quickly this time of year. That doesn't appear to be in the offing anytime real soon. And now we have our wet season, in which just about every afternoon somewhere in northeast Florida it rains. There are exceptions. There are some days where it won't, and there are usually those some places that will miss out on the rain completely while you go a few miles and you get inches of rain, and then over several days it all averages out to be just very wet for the most part. With the average rainfall, more than half our annual rainfall occurs over the next few months between June 1st and the end of September, more than 28.5 inches of rain on average. So get ready. If you thought it was humid and wet recently, well, just get used to it, and that's what we get now over the next few months. It is at least keeping temperatures under control, so to speak. Highs today will only be in the upper 70s to around 80. Likewise, tomorrow ought to be in the mid to upper 80s this time of year and approaching 90 degrees. So we got that going for us. Of course, the humidity is high, so we're not dropping off all that much at night in the upper 60s to the lower 70s. And we see this pattern for tomorrow and today and tomorrow. On and off showers, a few rumbles of thunder. The overall pattern is not as soaking wet as it was Sunday and Monday, but it's still pretty significant rainfall at times. So keep that umbrella nearby, the rain gear handy. And then by Friday, the showers become particularly widely scattered. So we dry out a little bit as we head toward the end of the week. And to start your holiday weekend, it looks pretty nice on Saturday, partly sunny. Temperatures still not bad for this time. If you're reaching the low 80s, there'll be a north wind that develops and should draw some drier air in here by later Friday into Saturday. So that'll be good. However, it doesn't look like that pattern will hold very long. An upper-level disturbance will kind of drift across the southeastern part of the country for Sunday. And that should reintroduce at least some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm for Sunday afternoon, and it appears right now that that will continue into Monday on Memorial Day, which will continue to, of course, work on that forecast over the next few days as we get closer to the holiday weekend, but that'll be something we'll have to consider. And, of course, Jazz Fest starts Thursday night with the piano presentations and some great piano playing on Thursday night, and then kicks into high gear for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Partly cloudy skies. It will be warm, and there will be that threat for at least a few showers from time to time, particularly Friday, and then again Sunday afternoon. Temperatures, though, again, not bad for this time of year. Only be near or a little bit above 80 degrees. Not too bad overall. We'll just have to keep an eye to the sky for those few showers on Friday, and then again Sunday afternoon. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burris from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.